The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle Live in studio, waiting to take your calls on your health. You've had problems. You've tried. You've applied. You've done everything you can think of. Well, here's an opportunity. Let's talk about it together and see if we can put a fix in it. You know, things sometimes are sketchy and it doesn't give you the detail, but we'll do it here. Welcome to the program. We have a very interesting program for you today. It was a beautiful day outside, absolutely gorgeous. On the way to the studio today, I was really impressed at how absolutely clear and lovely it was. So ultimately, as we, you know, move through the day, there's a lot of things that are first on our minds. And what is that that's so important? Well, it's called immune system. Your immunological responses. We've had the coronavirus, we have the flu, we have all kinds of things that hit us this time of the year. And it's really the subject of our program today, immunological responses. And it's the subject of our presentation this Wednesday evening at the Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax. We're going to be talking about simply that, your immune system and why it sometimes doesn't work. But who better to talk about it? And, you know, a little kind of a twist on the subject, right? Who better to talk about the coronavirus than Dr. Zhang? Dr. Zhang, welcome.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning to Rozelle.
You know, this we're going to get into it as the program goes on because I want your opinion. Obviously, you practiced in the hospitals in Shanghai for quite some time.
Yep.
You have a pretty good perspective of what takes place in China, obviously. You've been with our practice now about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you add a very different flavor to immunological conditions and responses, as we're going to talk about today. You know, just to start out, we're going to take a segment of the program a little bit later. We're going to talk about this bug that's out there, this coronavirus. I've touched on it the last couple of weeks and have said that, you know, it's spreading, but what is it really? And what can you do to protect yourself? And, you know, how does it really compare just to the ordinary flu that we get every year? I think you're going to find out that there's a lot of similarities, and the flu actually is going to have much more of an impact across the board than this coronavirus that affects the respiratory system. And there are certain people that are at significant effect. But having said that, let's get into what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the coronavirus. We'd like your calls at 888-630-9625. And the microphone is working. That's really a good thing. And answer your questions on anything that may be going on that you'd like to have a little bit more information about it. And if you'd like to take a look at this Wednesday's program and why you should attend, you can simply go to rozellecare.com. Dr. Zhang,
yes.
let's start with a basic question. What is the immune system? And why does, you know, we'll get into this step, but why does it fail people? Why doesn't it protect us? But first of all, what makes up our immune responses, our immune system?
So your immune system for everybody, just like your barrier, just like your arsenal army to protect you. So we are surrounded by a lot of virus, bacteria, or a lot of pollen, this kind of invaders, the whole environment. So when the people survive, they become, their body have the system called immune system can protect you. So the immune system can produce a different, the B cell, the T cell from a thymus, from a spleen, and then to eat that, to eat their virus, eat their bacteria.
You know, when we're talking about, you know, T cell formation, that comes from the thymus gland, and there are several different types. And thymus is really very intimately involved in fighting all kinds of things. Viral patterns is one, cancers is another. But we look at, you know, how your lymphatic system moves. But here's something that many people truly don't understand, and what I want to touch upon is that the intestinal tract has about 80% of the responsibility of triggering many different types of immunological reactions in the body. If the gut, the intestinal tract, isn't working the way it's supposed to, there's very little in your body that's going to protect you. Is that true?
That's very true. And not only about that, but also the gut is also second brain. Over 85% neurotransmitter made in the gut goes to our brain. That's why we had to build up the gut and brain brain and relation too. So the gut is very important in the gut. There is a lot of bacteria, good bacteria. It's very, very support your gut system and then let your body absorb the nutrient you're supposed to absorb to support your whole body.
You know, as a kind of a catch-all phrase, we call the immunological responses within the intestinal tract your microbiome. But what that is that's the good bacteria, the guys that are supportive. And you know, so many laboratories will say, well, let's test them, and they test 6 or 8 or 9 or 10, but there's many, many more pieces and that are intimate within that intestinal lining. So when we don't have a gut, if you will, the intestinal system working properly, your immunological responses are not good.
Not strong enough to attack, to protect you, to eat all the virus, all the bacteria around your body, around the environment.
You know, even though that I don't want to get into it, here's an interesting correlation. In Eastern medicine, in traditional Chinese medicine, there's a relationship between the intestinal tract and the lungs. Yeah. And if your gut isn't working the way it's supposed to, you're going to be more susceptible to lung problems and come up with this virus.
The cold flu.
Right, and this coronavirus.
Correct.
Which is designed to attack the lung, right? So if your gut is strong, your chances of getting this thing are probably much less.
That's true. So this is why a lot of people, especially in China, China has a lot of cases right now still. That's why a lot of people, these are very strong, they carry virus, but they don't have any symptoms. So that's why this people is very, very strong. The virus is not strong enough to attack her or his immune system. So that's the reason why they get the initial symptoms.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's other diseases like that. There's a meningitis called meningococcal meningitis. And most of us in the metropolitan area of the Washington, D.C. area have been exposed to meningococcal meningitis bacteria. But we don't get it necessarily because we've had the immune system strengthened because of constant exposure. So we carry it. We actually carry many times the active viral pattern, and then it attacks others who have a weakened immunological system. So let's get back and talk about this immune system. And so we talked about the gut, you talked about the thymus, you talked about things that will that they produce, the T-cell formations and beta cells, even the skin is part of the immune system, correct?
That's correct. This is the first barrier can protect your skin. That's why, actually, from the coronavirus, we talked about it again. So the best way is to wash your hands all the time. Wash your hands.
So keep it everything clean.
Keep it everything clean, yes. And then, if it passes the first line of your body, the skin, but however, same thing, we talk about the immune system. So normally, your immune system should be able to tell the difference between the bacteria and the virus and your own cells. But, however, some people heard about the autoimmune. That's what we talk about today. The autoimmune, that means your body gets so confused, your body attacks yourself.
So we go after ourselves and become our own enemy.
That's right. They're so confused. Who is the friends? Who is an enemy? They just attack everybody.
It doesn't know how to distinguish anything anymore.
No.
It just goes. So the immune system is a regulatory pathway. Mm-hmm. It protects you and what it needs to, but it also needs to calm itself down, if you will, when there's no threat.
That's the balance. Yes. We talked about the balance. I have the patient had an autoimmune problem. So it's very bad. So then I do the needles. I co-treat with you, actually. You do the adjustment. We do a lot of detox program. There was one day the patient asked me, I said, okay, you always say you want to boost my immune system, but I have autoimmune problem. Why you want to boost my immune system? So this is a good question, right?
That's right.
So they said, okay, my immune system already got overreactive. Why am I still boosting my immune system?
And what would you explain to them?
So I said, okay, that's a great, a very good question. So your body, when you have autoimmune system problem, that means your immune system attack yourself. It's not a normal immune system. It's not an immune system supposed to do. You do the wrong things. What I'm doing is I boost the immune system, let do the right thing. Actually, I should say the best word should be balance. Balance your immune system instead of stress or to use a lot of medication, you know, immune suppress medication to suppress the immune system. It's a balance.
So the whole idea is to get it to regulate itself.
Yes, regulate.
And to do what it's supposed to be doing.
That's correct. That's right. That's totally, yeah, that's right. That's why a lot of people have autoimmune problem in front of the radio, in front, you have autoimmune problem, you take a lot of medication, which is all about the immune suppressed medication. But however, at the same time, that medication also suppress your normal immunity. That is why a lot of autoimmune problem patient has the potential to have the infection so easy. Because the medication already kill your immunity too. The side effects.
This Wednesday evening, March the 4th, you're going to have the opportunity of asking all kinds of questions, whether it's about just why your immune system is suppressed, why the coronavirus is what it is, and everything else in between. What an opportunity, and particularly for somebody who understands this probably more intimately than most people. Go online, go to rosellecare.com. That's RosellCare.com, rosellecare.com, and register. Just go down, scroll down, you'll see the ad for the presentation, and just say register. We will confirm, make sure that you have the opportunity to listen to this amazing man and put things together so you can protect yourself. You know, whether you're suffering from a flu, whether a viral pattern, regardless of what it is, you want to protect yourself from it. Whether you have rheumatoid arthritis, whether you have MS, whether you have any other neurological dysfunction, Sjogren's pattern, lupus pattern.
Thyroid issue, Hashimoto's.
Hashimoto's, mm-hmm. Absolutely. And yeah. Hashimoto's conditions are running crazy. That's
crazy.
For those of you who have heard the term, it's an autoimmune condition of the thyroid gland. Mm-hmm. Why is that? What is it about us or our environment or the things that we're exposed to that are upregulating, making these things much worse than they've ever been? What an opportunity, because we're going to answer those questions for you come this Wednesday evening. Dr. Qinglong Zhang, my guest in studio today, your host this coming Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. at the Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax. Don't miss this opportunity. Seriously don't. We're going to give you some tools that you can protect yourself. We're going to answer questions about the right type of even barriers. You know, we're going to talk about a little bit when we come back about, do these masks work at all? You know, all these surgical masks that you see everybody walking around with, do they work? Are they something they should invest in, or is there a particular kind? And we're going to get into that. But more importantly, you need to learn how to protect yourself. We see more and more autoimmune conditions today than ever before. And there's a why is that? There's a reason that's occurring. Don't just sit back and let it happen to you where you can be proactive. There's so many things you don't know, and we're here to let you know what those are all about. We're coming up to a short break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Don't go away. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. I am in studio. My guest today, Dr. Qinglong Zhang, doctor of traditional Oriental medicine, as well as a natural healthcare practitioner and chiropractor at the Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax. We're talking about your immune system, which is going to be the topic of the presentation this Wednesday evening, the 4th of March already, and we're going to get into the details. You know, we promised you a couple minutes ago that we would talk about this coronavirus just for a little bit, and I'm going to ask Dr. Zhang a couple questions. But here's the deal. I want to put it in perspective for you. Everybody's running scared, thinking that this thing is going to wipe everybody out. But I wanted to put this into an annual perspective relative to just the ordinary flu. In the United States, this old USA, right, up to 63,700 people die of the flu in the United States every year. That's an extrapolated number, but it is right on pretty much average for what's take place. 63,000 and change. And, you know, everybody's trying to get you to go out and get the flu shots and so forth. And we know that they don't work really well. But what's important here is the immune system response to any of these things. So let's put it in perspective. We've had one death due to the coronavirus. And even when you look at it across the board, what are the chances that we're even going to match what it is that happens with the flu that we get on an ongoing basis? Dr. Zhang.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about this coronavirus. Yeah. You know, how bad is it really from your perspective? You've worked in the hospitals in China. You've seen these things develop. You know about SARS. You were there. Mm-hmm. Talk to us a little bit about it.
So coronavirus actually is a very new virus. Everybody, just like everybody knows, it's a very contagious. It can affect your immune system, cause a long shutdown, and very quickly. It's definitely more than the other flu virus because the body has no immunity for this virus. But same thing, if your body is just like some people say, okay, just like the flu. No, it's not just like the flu because it needs your immunity to protect you. And also the best the very good way to prevent get a virus infection, the first thing is you have to wash your hands, don't put something on your hands, then touch your skin or touch your eye, touch your face, and then you have to protect yourself. At the same time, the most important thing is you have to build up your immunity through different things. You eat well, you do a lot of the diet change, the lifestyle change, the stress relief. Stress can suppress your immunity totally.
So there's a lot of nutrients and that can bring up the immune system just as this time of the year comes by, right?
Yep.
And we've talked about vitamin D and vitamin C, good probiotic and so forth.
Yeah.
Are there any herbs that were used in China for other things like SARS, which would affect?
We do. Actually, that we want to talk about later. Yes, too. Yes. So actually, from SARS 2003, is a Chinese herb, Chinese medicine played a very, very important role to treat that because we don't have any medicine. It's new virus. We don't have any medicine. We don't have anything to treat it. The only thing we do in a hospital, when I was in hospital that time not hospital, actually, when I was in China from my dad, the only thing they do is they call it supportive treatment. If you have the short breath, give the oxygen. If you have something wrong with your lung, have a little bit of the mucus there, use a steroid, a cortisone. That's why still a lot of people, even though they survive from the SARS, but still have a lot of side effects from the treatment. A lot of steroid and cortisone. So that time we use the Chinese herb. The first herb is can improve your qi. The qi means energy. Energy means immunity. The jinseng, the huangqi, and to improve your energy. And at the same time, we use a lot of herb because Chinese herb has different flavor. They have cold. They are cold or heat. Actually, from Chinese medicine standpoint, this kind of virus, we call it too much heat in the body. We want to reduce the heat from your body and then balance your body. That's why you use a lot of just like the flowers, little radish can move your flu away and make your metabolism get faster. And we use a lot of very light flowers to let them go out.
You know, it's important that you balance the immunological responses in the body. And that's one of the things that we see with all conditions, not only this. So we're coming up to another short break, but I want to ask you this one question.
Yeah.
Because it's on everybody's mind at this point. Mm-hmm. Do the masks that everybody's wearing, do they protect you?
Depends on which one.
Okay.
Yes, right. So the surgical medical mask is a lot of people buy that one. Actually, it doesn't do very good for you.
Doesn't
work well at all. It's only 30% protect you. But however, you're still exposed to 70%. It's very high percentage. The best one is an N95. N95.
So like Nancy, 95, right?
N95. Yeah. It's the best one to protect you.
But it has to be sealed tightly against the face.
Yeah, tight on the face. They go sealed, and they're going to protect you.
So when you're out there looking for a mask, understand just going out and buying the surgical mask is really not going to make a big difference. Mm-hmm. And you have to realize that you have to keep everything in your environment clean if you know that you're exposed. But at the end of the day, the best way of fighting this is handling the immune system so the body can defend itself the way it was designed to do. And this Wednesday evening, Dr. Zhang is going to go over those things. He's going to give you the opportunity to really bring up your immune system, whether it's this or Sjogren's or rheumatoid conditions or whatever. We're coming up to that break. Don't go away. We have more.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live continues now on 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. If you're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live, I am in studio. It's gorgeous outside, and hopefully you'll all get out and enjoy the day and do whatever it is that makes you happy and puts a smile on your face, because that's one step into bringing up your immune response. Yeah. My guest in studio, Dr. Qinglong Zhang, he will be your host, your presenter, this Wednesday, the 4th, 7 p.m. at the Rozell Center in Fairfax. He's going to be talking about immune disorders. You know, whether you have, you know, a weakness to colds and flus, or you're really worried about this coronavirus type of thing, join us, and he's going to give you a perspective of how to really increase your immunological response, from Hashimoto's disease to diabetic conditions, across the board. If you've had Sjogren's, if you had lupus conditions, rheumatoid arthritis, they're all immunological patterns. We can cover the gamut and go to psoriasis and things that, you know, cause the gut not to work properly and so forth. Here's an opportunity. Really, don't pass it up. Join us. It's our gift to you. That's why we do these in-house continuing education programs on a regular basis, generally every other week with some exceptions. But all you need to do is go to RozellCare.com and scroll down. You'll see autoimmune disorders. Register now. Click the button. And we will reserve your seat and prepare for you. And if you have a question today, all you have to do is call us at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. You ever find yourself in a place where you just can't get rid of whatever is bugging you? Well, let's see if we can figure it out for you and turn this craziness around. Let's get a little bit more into, you know, the other pieces. We've talked quite a bit about this coronavirus, and you know, I just compared it to what happens on an annual basis in the United States with the flu. Mm-hmm. You know, the flu is something that takes people who are immunologically suppressed. They take them out. Yes. And the same thing with the coronavirus. It affects the respiratory system. Mm-hmm. And it's designed, and we've talked about that, it is a designer virus, if you will, that was put out, unfortunately. There's a lot of information that says that this was intentional, and it got out of hand, out of control, and now we're suffering the consequences of it, like many other situations. But having said that, we know that there's much that can be done, and people shouldn't panic. They should just be cautious and not be so crazy in their lives that they're not picking up the basics. The basics is protect and support your immune system.
Yes. I would say don't be panicked by the coronavirus, but you should be panicked by your low immunity system. So that's why I have this lecture to tell you guys how to improve your immune system, and not only for the autoimmune problem, but also remember that first the question the patient asked me, we want to boost the immune system, we want to regulate the immune system. So believe it or not, so according to National Institute of Environmental Health Science, said, okay, there are more than 80 known autoimmune diseases affecting around 24 million people in U.S. right now. If people get more and more, this number going increasing every single year.
It's going up.
It's going up every single year. So why? This is the reason behind that. Why a lot of people get rheumatoid? Why do people get Sjogren's? Why do people get Hashimoto? Hashimoto is very common right now. I have a lot of patients have Hashimoto. They don't know how to do it. They don't know how to. They only know is to take a medication. But they don't know what's the end cause, what's the root, what's the reason cause that. That's why we are here to tell you. That's why I want to have this lecture this Wednesday night to tell you how we to approach that in the holistic way to find the cause, find the underlying the reason to treat the disease, treat the problem.
You know, it's important to really understand that because we're seeing more and more problems with immune expression, if you will, and meaning overactive immunological conditions.
Yes.
And, you know, patients come into the office and even from simple, you know, I don't feel good, I'm hurting all over the place.
Yeah, fever, low fever, fatigue, joint pain, multiple joint pain, muscle pain. All these kind of symptoms, they don't know they get autoimmune problem.
And their energy is gone.
It's gone.
And there's so many things that point in very specific directions. And, you know, we look at everything from a neurological platform. Mm-hmm. We look at everything from biochemical, bioelectrical, if you will, because we live in an electrical soup. We're surrounded by all kinds of low-volt electromagnetic fields that are constantly shaking up the platform. Mm-hmm. And then in addition to that, we're looking at the strain, the stress of emotion.
Yes.
And, you know, all you have to do is, you know, I tell patients, don't listen to the talking heads. Don't go on and listen to the news because they're going to make you crazy. You know, just by the way, you know, unless you're willing to do grassroots, whatever it is, and get out and knock on doors, why are you doing this to yourself? You're just making yourself sick. And that's the truth. Right. So when you look at anything, you have to look at all three components and see how they interact and how they're actually beating up that body's immunological response. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing we've touched upon, why some cancer patients, when they're said that they can't survive, they do survive, and they do very well because they have something that's protecting them. And people who, you know, need to survive easily, they don't. They succumb. And so there's a lot of reasons for that. There's the immunological responses, and I know you'll touch upon that. But let's talk a little bit more about that. But if you have a question today, give us a call, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. We'll answer the questions and try to put you in a perspective that really makes sense and that you can begin to move forward with your life doing very specific things. You know, my children grew up in a holistic house, if you will, and meaning that they had the opportunity for good structural care. They got routine structural adjustments, and you know, to make sure that their nervous system was working the way it's supposed to.
They got
acupuncture. Yeah. They got good nutrition. Mm-hmm. You know, except for their, you know, having to deal with me, their emotional bases were pretty good, but they were never sick. You know, my son, it was funny to listen to him when he was, you know, he was high school and junior high school. You know, all of his friends would tell their parents, you know, I don't feel good. I need to stay home. And they say yes. And, you know, I tell him, get on the table. Let's treat you and then go to school. And if you throw up or have, you know, loose bowel, then maybe I'll let you come home. Right. But so let's talk about, you know, let's take one condition and kind of pick it apart a little bit. Yeah. When you look at a patient who has MS, okay, a neurological disorder, you know, we know it today to be immunologically suppressive. It's the sheath, the covering around the long nerves are beginning to break down.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't happen out of nowhere. From your perspective, in a condition like this, what happens? What's truly going on immunologically? Is it just one of those things that happens, or are there very predictable things that can identify this and other conditions like it?
Yeah. So MS is multiple sclerosis. MS actually damage your myelin sheath, just like you said, and nerve system. That's why the chiropractic is so important. I think everybody, every single one, they're planning an adjustment because the body based on the nervous system. That's why I fly from China to U.S. to learn chiropractic. I have been a doctor for many, many years. I do acupuncture. I do Chinese medicine over 10 years. I always feel I miss something. I have 2 degrees in China. I say, I miss something. Finally, okay, I miss the chiropractic adjustment. So why nervous system is so important in your body? Why MS attacked your nervous system, then make your nervous system go dysfunctional, then you get sick easily? Because nerve, just like you can think about, just like electricity in a car. if you hate the car, if you don't have any electricity, you cannot power your engine to make your car running. The same thing with the body. If you don't have enough, the nerve flow is, if your nerve flow is not smoothly, if nerve flow is get sluggish, it's get some affected, get a pinched nerve, there's no nerve flow, your body cannot function, nobody can run just the whole. The simple reason is every single organ in the system, in the body, innervated by nerve. And the nerve, every single nerve come out from a spine.
So the nerves go to everything.
Everything.
Goes to organs and tissues and muscles and so
forth.
Go to
a spleen. They will talk about a spleen and a thymus. Spleen and thymus is two major immune organ. But nerve goes there, innervate them. If you don't have a very good nerve system, nerves, no pulse, to tell them, okay, tell thymus, it's time to release T cell. It's time to release B cell. Same thing with the spleen. Or it's time to produce more white blood cell. And then how can you get an immunity go up?
It's very important that we understand that the nervous system is king. It operates everything. You know, you have your mainframe, your brain, if you will, and you have your coaxial cable, the spinal cord.
Yeah.
And then you have all the connections from the periphery, the peripheral system. And it may sound simplistic, but it's simply beautiful in how it works. And if the structural system in some way is compromised, mm-hmm. and that nervous system can't express itself properly, then your immunological responses in the body are not going to be optimal.
Nope.
And people are going to get sick. You know, it's funny. You watch older people as they get stiffer and tighter and they break down. Nervous system's not responding the way it's supposed to anymore.
See the spine. A lot of people are getting older people. And then they have, okay, these things are stiff. That all the people have stiffness. We check the spine. You can visualize the spine. It's all changed.
888-630-9625. Let's go to the phones. Rusty, thank you for calling. How can I help you?
Yes, Dr. Rizal. I actually met you once, and I wanted to ask this question.
Sure.
So I'm a long-time cancer patient that Dr. Rizal, a long-time cancer patient that I had prostate cancer when I was 47. And so to make it short, basically they did surgery, and then later on, 9 years later, I had radiation, 38 radiation treatments. And then 2 years after that, the PSA is still going up. It's a biochemical reoccurrence. But lately, what's happening is they think from – I've also had some respiratory problems, and I got noncardia in the lung. And they think it was from using a lot of steroids to control bronchitis.
It's very possible.
And, yep. And so the last year, I had three – in this last fall, I had three bouts of bronchitis. So – and – so quite a few Z-packs and then two or three courses of heavy antibiotics to get rid of it. And so my question today is I take all these supplements. I exercise every day. It just seems like I'm very susceptible to everything going like head colds going into my lungs.
Well,
now,
you're going to be. Let me just to touch on a couple of things that you're already telling me and so to give you a little light on it. Anytime you take an antibiotic, it knocks out your gut, your microbiome, and that's your immune system. And with talking to Dr. Zhang, the relationship between the gut is the lung.
Yeah.
And if your intestinal tract is going to be compromised because of the ongoing prescriptions of antibiotics or steroids, by the way, will do the same thing, then your lung is going to be much more predisposed, if you will, to bronchial congestions, bronchitis, if you want to call it that. Your respiratory system in total will be at attack. So unfortunately, what you're in is you're in a catch-22. You're doing something to try to protect yourself or help yourself, and you know, from the medical model. But unfortunately, what it's doing is it's handling the symptoms, if you will, in the short term. But in the long term, it's knocking everything out that would allow you to protect yourself from it happening again. So it's a vicious cycle. So what you have to do is you've got to find out first what can be done to support overall immunological responses. You got cancer, and then years later, then you had radiation, surgical radiation, and then the antibiotics, then the steroids, and so forth. So your body's been taking blows, if you will, that have put it into a much more susceptible framework. So what has to be done is first to see what is not working properly, to see what the predispositions were that caused it to begin with. Are there other relationships that haven't been addressed? And I can tell you, just because you've been treated medically, that there's probably many things that can be done to support you. So you have to start with that. You have to look at the entire system. So, Rusty, it's, you know, you're in a catch-22. You're in a vicious cycle, but it's one that can be supported. Would love to, you know, be able to guide you and help you in as much as we possibly can. Even I know you're out in King George area.
Right.
You know, it's a haul, but it may be worth, you know, coming in, getting an evaluation done, seeing somebody like Dr. Zhang in our practice, mm-hmm. and getting the information that you need to. You know, and if you're available this Wednesday evening, it may be a good opportunity to get as much information as you can and ask as many questions as you possibly can, and it might open a door for you that you hadn't thought about before.
Because I haven't let it stop me. I live a normal life, and I exercise, and we take all sorts of supplements. And, you know, I've beaten this thing, you know, as the doctor. I see John Hopkins now, and they're like,
yep.
You know, you've had this cancer for 15 years. It's just, you know, but basically, I guess that your information would be helpful, because it does seem to be with the gut and, of course, the radiation.
Yep.
They did burn my colon.
Rusty, we're coming up to a quick break, but let me just tell you this, is that because that is compromised, you're going to be more susceptible. But the thing that is that you've done a great job at really beating this thing up until now. You need more tools, and perhaps you can, but your voice tells me that you have a very strong, and we say constitution, Dr. Zhang would say chi. But let's see what we can do to make a difference for you. We're coming up for a break. That's a question I'd like to consider for a long period of time. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, as you do every Sunday from this point forward at 11 a.m. on Sunday morning. Make it a note. Make sure you're here. Spread the word. We do everything we can to give you the information that you need to have so you can help yourself, because that's what it's all about. Your health is a do-it-yourself program. And by the way, that was the title of my book, my first book out, Ageless Health. Health is a do-it-yourself program, which is still available, by the way. You can call the Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax. You can order it. You can go online at rozellecare.com. And that's how you register for Dr. Zhang's program, Autoimmune Disorders, this Wednesday, March 4th, 7 p.m. I promise you a wealth of information. You're going to go away with learning what you can do to help yourself and what other situations you might add to that platform. Bobby Ray, how can I help you, sir?
Doctor, I feel like I'm walking on balloons with peripheral neuropathy. What can I do for it besides taking a lot of vitamin B?
Well, vitamin B, if it's thiamine, and B12 with folate are the things that are generally used for that sort of situation. But you got to find out what's causing it. Are you diabetic?
No.
Okay, so if you're not diabetic, then it's a neuropathic pain that's coming from an irritation in the spinal level at some point. So, vitamin B1, thymus, B12 mixed with the proper amount of folate are the go-to for most physicians. But if it's spinal related, then if you don't get the pressure off the nerves in the low back, it's never going to go away. Because anything that controls your legs all the way down to your feet are the nerves that come from your low back, or called the lumbar spine. And if they're irritated, if there's any stenosis in there, if there's anything else. Now, the other piece is biochemical inflammation, inflammatory response. So if your diet is one, and I'm just going to give you a mantra, it's not necessarily that they're all related to you, but sugars.
Can I interrupt you for a second?
Yes, sir.
I've had some back injections in the lumbar and cervical areas.
Okay.
Had a series of about 12 or 13 of them.
Okay, so that tells me that it's probably coming from the spinal area, but the injections aren't going to fix it if the nerve is being compressed or stretched or irritated. So you've got to take a look at those. The only people that can help you with that is somebody that you're down in Williamsburg area that can do good manual work, decompression work, spinal manipulation, combined with acupuncture, low energy light laser. Those things work, and they work really well. We see them on a regular basis. you know, when you start looking at the body's biochemical platform that, you know, ultimately make these stenotic or patterns much worse, you're looking at things that form acid. So sugars and sodas and coffee and black teas, fast food, fried foods, alcohol, gluten, additives, preservatives, GMO products, things that, you know, the body shouldn't have to begin with. And when you have a much more acidic diet, then your inflammation, your inflammatory response is going to be much higher. So, you know, we get used to the word inflammation, but we have to think acidity. So they both go hand in hand. When that takes place, any nerve that's being irritated is going to start screaming, and that's where your peripheral neuropathic pain comes from. So, you know, you rule out things. You rule out the diabetic pattern. You look at the spine. You look for stenotic patterns. You look for acidity within the body, and you start fixing these things as they actually show up. You just don't kind of say, take this, and, you know, you're good to go. But you're down in Williamsburg, the Williamsburg, Norfolk area. There's some really good people. If you send me a note, if you go to rosellcare.com, I will give you the name of 2-3 people down there that are decent practitioners that might be able to help you out, Bobby. But you got to do more than just take nutritional products in this particular situation, particularly since you've had, you know, the problems that you're talking about. We're coming up real quick. I'm sorry to cut you off, my friend, but please get a hold of me at rosellcare.com. This Wednesday evening, Dr. Qinglong Zhang is going to be your host, your presenter on autoimmune disorders. Dr. Zhang.
Yes.
You got about a minute.
Tell
us what you're going to cover this Wednesday evening.
So I will tell you guys what the immune system do, what is the autoimmune problem, why cause that. You should know the reason, and then I will tell you different autoimmune problem, and also I will tell most important how can you prevent and treat your autoimmune problem. Not least, I'll tell you different tips to let you go bring home to improve your immunity from the Chinese medicine, from the prevention standpoint.
And neurological. And so forth.
Yeah.
You know, and you're going to talk about the coronavirus as well.
Yeah.
And how to immunity. Protect that. Listen, this is an opportunity. Any autoimmune condition, it's not about what the name you give them. It's about what it is that you do to protect and support your body's natural functions. These things only take place when the body's system is beaten up and put down. So here's an opportunity. This Wednesday evening, March 4th, go to rosellcare.com and click register now. We'd love to have you as our guest. We'd like to show you around. Be there. We'll help you as best we possibly can. We're coming up to that part of the program where we have to say, see you next week. We love you all. Bye.
Bye.